Speak out, that's the name of this episode. Speak out. Whether it's social or business, try to be a spokesperson. If you're not the chair, volunteer to provide the report, or present the findings, or comment on the problem or decision. I see people dodging this all the time when I use small groups in my workshops and experiences, and I'll say, have a spokesperson come back representing the group. Everybody loses eye contact. And the best way to learn how to speak out and to be good at it is to accept the role. Use very few notes when you speak out. Try to speak candidly. Try to speak extemporaneously. Try to speak conversationally, simply based on your expertise. Don't worry about a formal presentation. I'm not talking anything relatively or remotely near PowerPoint here. I'm just talking about casual speaking that shows that you are a person of high worth and high esteem. Don't be afraid to take questions. I advise people to take questions during every keynote. I don't care if there are 1,000 people in the room. But if you have 5 people in the room or 100 people in the room, it doesn't really matter. Take questions from people. Don't be afraid of them. Questions are a sign of interest. So when you speak out, it's rather interesting and rather easy if you think of it in this manner. Have an opening, the body, the points you want to make, and a closing. Opening, middle, closing. Very simple. Use examples and metaphors. They'll accelerate the conversation and help the learning. People like to relate to illustrations. These are verbal illustrations. And tell stories. Think of a story from your life that makes sense, that helps to prove your point. Think of a story from the current headlines. Think of anything that people can relate to, which make them see the point more easily. This is all the art of standing out when you speak. It's great to stand out in a crowd, so long as you look good when you're standing there.